Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Which is good. Hallelujah. Say, build up yourselves in your most holy faith. Now, again, another critical word there is the word most holy. That means even in the categorizations of faith, there are layers. There is faith. There is holy faith. There is what? Most holy. The word most creates a distinction. Are you with me so far? Please, are you with me so far? I'm going this way so that I don't talk above your head. Build up yourself in your most, on your most holy faith, praying in what? In the Holy Ghost. Part of the challenge we have as believers today is discerning the will of God consistently over time. Sometimes it can even be so bad that you may know what God is saying to your friend. Maybe God spoke to you in a prophecy or a dream. But for your own situation, you may not even know clearly. Most believers, and please, I say this again, because a lot of people are not seeing the implication of, you know, all this my noise and fight and shout about pleasure and entertainment. They are not seeing it. They think it's just somebody trying to be an SU. Now, even men of God that you thought were woke, like Pastor Chris, is now saying the same thing. He preached righteousness for so many years. Now he's preaching holiness. Oh, there's a difference. Righteousness is consequent upon God. Holiness is consequent upon you. Say, be holy. Whose responsibility is it? Be holy. Did God ask you to be righteous? Say, no, you are the righteousness of God. Tell your neighbor, be holy. You cannot be holier than your perspective to holiness in your mind. Hello. Write that down. You cannot be holier than your own perspective to holiness in your mind. Because scripture will teach us that whatsoever things are lovely, whatever things are pure, whatever things have what? Good report. What are we supposed to do? Think on these things. Think. In what faculty is the thinking structured? In your mind. You think in your mind. Are we together? Please, are we together? Hallelujah. Please, you need to stay on that song so that my ears can be very sharp. So, a lot of Christians are stuck. And just because we have a generation that is growing up, like rising like the generation of Gideon. A generation that did not experience the power of God. A generation that only heard about what God did when their fathers were alive. A generation that only they have pastors who talk but no power. A generation of let's just go to church and dance. Someone calls me from another location and says, oh, somebody told me to call you. I need prayers. I need. I'll tell them come to church first. Not because I want to see your face. I can prophesy to you without seeing you. But if you see me, even if you just see me on the street, you will never believe this guy is a pastor. Because you may see me listening to one Yoruba song. I'll just put by from Keruba and say, I may just be doing something. That you may just like, are you sure this is, maybe it's his twin brother. Until I just enter my element. Now like, this something has changed. Eh? Songs are atmospheres. Songs carry atmospheres. Songs have energies. They are spirits. One of the strongest ways to disseminate to transfer spirits from one location to another is through songs. Huh? Are you with me? And that's why you find that you necessarily do not need to learn the song to know it. So Satan will never tell you don't pray. All he needs to do is to ensure that there are certain things around you and in you that can dull your ability to be sensitive spiritually. That's all he needs to do. If Satan comes to you and says, don't pray again, say, ah, this is the devil. No. May your eyes behold the glory of God. I prophesy, may your eyes behold the glory of God. See, certain things are only understood from glory. Certain things are only appreciated from glory. If you have not seen the Lord, you may not know why a Paul will count his certificate as dung. The Bible says, Abraham, the Lord of glory, appeared to Abraham in the island of Mesopotamia. It was the Lord of glory.
Abraham was already a rich man before God met him. But when he saw the glory of God, he left the money. There's something about God you need to see. If you don't see that thing, if your spiritual sensitivity is not jacked up to a frequency where you can touch things others are not seeing. It's a frequency, so they need to upgrade. Come and say upgrade. We all need it. Oh, we all need it. Because when Satan understands your frequency 90, and they need to take something past you, they move it to frequency 120. They know that even though your antenna looks beautiful and sharp, it cannot track it. They know. They don't need to fight it. Because to build to that level, you need time. Come on, say time. The short route to building sensitivity is impartation. That's the short route. But if you do not maintain the same concentration, the imparter maintains. You cannot sustain it. Are you here now? Are you here now? People are not talking. It's like people didn't miss me. Let me. Okay, I have a ticket for being here. Let me see. Aha, it's this afternoon. I'm going. Until people say, blessed be the name of the Lord, you won't see me again. Listen to me. I'm going to share with you some short secret. But before I. Let me quickly touch 2 Kings chapter 2. Just briefly. 2 Kings chapter 2. And let's read. Look for the verse. Where it was, Elijah was asking Elisha, what shall I do for you? 2 Kings chapter 2. Is it verse 9? 2 Kings 2. Please, somebody check quickly. Huh? Is it verse 9? Oh, great. 2 Kings chapter 2. So, this was the end of Elijah's ministry. This was the end of Elijah's ministry. And Elijah wanted to bless his son. And he said, and it came to pass, verse 9, when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I be taken away from thee. Now, this question, as simple as it is, was a test. Are you with me? Let's see if you have learned anything. Because now, I'm going. There's no emotion to impartation. If you don't meet the requirement, you will not get it. It's not like, oh, I love you because you are my son, biological son. It doesn't mean nothing. It doesn't mean 2 cents. And that is why, with due respect, I believe that the grace of God that is upon God's servant, Pastor Adibwe, will not pass to anybody in that mission. I do not believe it. It will go to somebody outside. That's my sincere belief. Not us here, the Lord. Because they have not followed through. A lot of them have not followed through. And the young generations that are supposed to be learning, they are going on Instagram and crossing their leg and dancing and doing things. They have no idea what it means for the mantle of heaven to rest on you. Mantles only locate people who are worthy. Even if you don't ask for it, but if you are worthy, it will locate you. Come on, say amen. This man asked his son, what shall I do for you before I'm taken away? What did the brother say? He said, I pray thee. I beseech you, let a double portion of what? Now, let me investigate that word. What scripture is that? 2 Kings, verse 9. He said, what shall I do for you? And Elijah said, I need a double portion of your spirit. The word there is the word ruach. And it means, I want a double portion of your wind, your aura, your atmosphere. Are you with me now? Ruach. That's the name of a church. Ruach Assembly. Yeah. I will note that. In case people pursue me from this church, you will just, I'll just do another signboard and call it ruach. Another interpretation for the word ruach is resemblance. I want to have a resemblance, something that looks like what you are carrying. I know I came last. I'm the last of the sons of the prophet. Eh? But I have not made a mistake about who you are. Please listen to me. Certain things can only be transferred by what? Impartation. But for impartation to be credible and legitimate, there must be a recognition of sonship and fatherhood. Because inheritance are only given to sons, not to well-wishers, not to those who follow online, not to those who subscribe to YouTube channel. You must go beyond that to be a son and a daughter. If not, even if hands are laid on you, it will be empty hands. The thing about inheritance is when it has been given, it can't be recalled. Hello? You are not here. I said when inheritance is given, it cannot be what? Because when Isaac gave the other boy, what's his name? Jacob. And the boy said, give me one. He said, there's nothing else. Because what I gave you is aura. Is spirit. Is wind. Wind! Did Elisha work for it? Hello? Did he work for this dimension he was asking for? So if Elisha comes to the meeting to preach after that day, and he says, Father, I thank you for the wind of the spirit. Hey, where did he see power? You don't? That is why when you talk about impartations, what are you talking about? Aura. There's a way somebody smells. There are some of you who use a particular perfume. Even when you are coming from the door, people already know that's Johnson coming, because that's the way Johnson smells. From afar, you can tell this is Sade, this is Bukola, this, you can tell from a mile away. There's even a way somebody opens the door. Even if you are backing the door, you know that's your husband. Some of you have special ways of opening doors. Let me tell you my own. Just open it up. Once you hear, like it does about to break, just don't have the one. Now my son is doing the same thing. I don't like hindrances. I just push the door. But you need the door, because when you want to sleep, you need to lock the door. But I still don't like it. And there's a way my wife opens the door. Just, you know, once it's quiet, you know there's somebody there. It's my wife. It's still part of the description for aura, for wind. Certain things that have been marked, or in video editing, masked or grouped. Something that has been marked to your person and to your identity. You can't shake it out of you. Once it comes into you, it configures to your person. What did the prophet said? He said, you know, the prophet was the one who said, ask for anything. Now the prophet admitted that even this thing you have asked for is what? It's a hard thing. I can't give you just because I want to. He said, thou hast asked for what? Elijah's anointed as he said something is hard. This is harder than raising the dead. You are taking every encounter I've had with God. You are taking away from me every grace I have walked in. You are taking away from me that thing that made me stand before kings and kings fell before my face. Do you know how many years it took us to get here? And you're asking, sir, if I can. Good job. If your capacity is not wide enough, it will kill you. And the man killed somebody, he killed 42 children. Because when the power is moving you like Abijah, before you know it, you do something. Made 42 mothers weep in one day. That anger, the anger that came with that aura. After that, did you notice Elisha shouting? Very calm, became very calm. Because he noticed the package came with other things. That was from the former carrier. But it wasn't originally in the package. So he needed to like, okay, which one is the anointing? Which one is the deficiency in the character? Are you with me so far? Come on, are you here now? Say you have asked for a hard thing. He said, however, if you what? If you can what? See me. Excuse me. Was he standing there? Hello? Was Elijah standing there? Could Elisha see him there and there? Was he seeing him? What scene was he talking about? There are dimensions of the spirit that do not open until you see that man in his spiritual state. Jesus took the disciples, took them to the top of the mountain and transfigured before them. You have known me as this man, but let me show you who I am on the inside. Pastor Christian Akilome was,
you know, many years ago, one of his pastors was preaching and he made reference. Say, in those days when the ministry was still very small, very young, Pastor Chris was teaching him about, he was talking about what Pastor Chris taught him about the eternal life of God. And Pastor Chris said that, do you know that this life is in our mortal bodies? That just by touching you and wishing for the life to flow, it will go through my fingers. Have you seen Pastor Chris minister before? You almost think he's doing a kind of game, like magic. He has a knowledge. Pastor Chris took a knife and cut his finger, cut his hand. In front of Reverend Tom, cut his hand, then put his hand. Shapatakara. Removed it, no mark. Just to demonstrate to his pastor what he was saying, that the life is in his flesh, not just in his spirit. Ah, Pastor Chris is bad, is evil. Is Reverend Tom going to answer you? I have seen this man in his true state. When you guys are not there, I have seen him. I know that the life of God, he may not be perfect, but I have seen the life of God in his flesh. Yeah. No. Okay, they say, okay, no problem. I've heard. Sir, when is the next crusade? Well, I'm talking to you about really asking yourself, do you really want what you say you want? Because no matter how much you pray, there are layers and levels you will never attain to. They have to be imparted. They have to be imparted. Oh. Bishop Dagenomi said, he listened to Kenneth Hagin for so long. And one day while listening to Kenneth Hagin, said the voice of the Lord came to him. Now you can teach. That man has written close to about over 100 books. Have you listened to Dagenomi before? Oh. Such a beautiful, and he can teach for 3 hours. While teaching, he will drop the mic, go to the restroom. I'm not joking. 6 hours message, 5 hours. He will preach, say there should be, he will preach, come and continue the message. He will give you the mic. Go to restroom, use like 20 minutes. Come back, collect the mic, continue for another 2 hours. He's not a, you know, he's a medical doctor, so he doesn't have your shame. He has no shame. He will tell you, I went to the toilet. I don't know some people. So he was able to contact that layer by listening consistently, back to back, back to back, back to back. When I left the bank, we were just this church, you know, Maryland Church Channel. So I went for a conference at Kenaland, Pastor's Conference. 2019. I got back, I bought the message. I even saw a brother there who wanted me to help him back to Lagos. And he couldn't buy the message. I said, you can't come for this kind of meeting and not buy the message. So I bought him a copy of the message. Then bought one for myself. Then I bought video also. I was in the meeting, though. Eh? I sat in front, too. I bought the audio, I bought the video. I gave the message to all the pastors. Now, today we have opened our fourth church. But I attribute it to that meeting. And one day, pastor, I was preaching a meeting and he just turned to me. It wasn't here, it was another meeting. He just prophesied to me. Say, the Lord said he has given me the grace of a church planter. He said, and I know it. You know, I never thought about it until he said it. And I realized that how many young churches are planting churches the way we are doing, with the kind of resources we have. They are mostly trying to be okay with the one they already have. And somehow, God is doing it. No stress. And starting a church from the scratch, like no member, just go there, start. Impartations can be transferred. Are you with me? I told my children, and I said, look, I'm your father. The best you can get for me, from me, is the anointing that is on my head. And I told them, you must desire it. Come on, say desire. Desire. You must desire it in a dangerous way. Because this anointing is not just flowing at the level of the gift or the ministry, but at the office, which means it is in my bones. I can almost just say to the Lord, show me something now. And I'll be quiet for a while and I will know. Now one of my children said to me, say, oh, while you are preaching, I saw something being written on the wall. He's having a open vision, but he doesn't know what it is. Say, I saw this being written in space. I say, wow. You have even, I know they see things like that too. You have gone past my level without prayer life. And you don't have prayer life. Listen to me. How many of you had parents who used to dream a lot? They were very prayerful and they used to dream. Alright, one. Who else? Now, if you is there anybody among your siblings or yourself who also dreams a lot? Alright? Who else? Alright. Now, do you see that that thing can be genetically transferred? Because this life, if the life, the spirit that raised Jesus from death dwells in you, in your mortal body, not in your spirit, it will also give life, aura, spirit, to what? Your mortal body. Come on, are you with me? That means when you go back to your business and you touch it, it cannot die again. Come on, say amen. I say when you go into that your office, or that your business on Monday, and you touch that computer or touch that thing you do, the life of God, as you do it, just visualize the life of God flowing into that thing. Put your hand there until you know it is done. Because nothing can die. You are a carrier of life. Come on, are you here now? Yes. Oh, if you have problems remembering things or being smart, when you put your hand over that head, and say, if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is inside of me, then that spirit will give life to my body. This body, the doctor says, is dead. This body, the doctor says, has fibroid. This body, the doctor says this, he says that. But this life can conquer death. Then you say, let the life flow. Because the life flows with words and thoughts. Are you here? So when Satan tries to put you in a space for entertainment, he's trying to rob you of your spiritual development. He knows you will never develop as long as you are given to pleasure. I have a Netflix account. I watch him. That's not, I'm saying don't give yourself. There is an agenda to rob you of your destiny. Satan is not playing, it's not playing pranks. It's not skit. He said, if you see me when I'm being taken. The guy said that we are both standing here. And he said, I can see you now. Just lay hands on me. It's not like that, sir. You've got to see me for who I am. He said, if you can see me when I am being taken from you, it shall be so unto thee. If not, which means if he failed in that enterprise, he will only stay at the level where Elijah left him. And he will now have to grow. But he will never attain unto Elijah. Meanwhile, it was the word of the Lord that came to Elijah saying, anoint Elisha the son of Shaphat in your place. But still, God required that Elisha must be found worthy. Oh. People are going about. I went to a meeting. Pastor Benga prophesied to me, hey! You must be found worthy. Can you stay true? Can you stay true? Can you sit and follow when there is nothing to follow? Can you sit and watch the error of a father and yet say he is my father? Can you go with him? The Bible said Elisha would wash the hands of Elijah, and the context for that was like going to wash the hands of somebody just coming from the toilet. The other prophets moved far away. They moved to, is it Bethel? They moved to Bethel. Elisha was the only one who stayed with him in that house. Because they knew Elijah was a difficult man. Elijah can see early in the morning. What are you doing there? Go and sweep. But this man says he's a Christian, but he used to shout. You will not get what you are looking for like this. You are complaining. Hey. David said, my soul follows hard after thee. My soul follows hard after thee. Not just following, follows hard. Hard after thee. That's a kind of following. That is what called following hard. That's what Satan wants to rob us of. So that we will know so many things in the Bible. We will have so many things. But nothing in our life will be looking like the things we are reading. Next verse. Verse 11. And it came to pass that as they went on and talked. What were they doing? They were talking. They were talking, though. They were just talking. They were not even talking about resurrection or what you are going to be doing in ministry. The spirit, there's a spirit that comes in John, is it 1 John 2? Talks about the spirit that comes upon a man and is able to teach him. 2:20 and 2:27. He was just talking, and suddenly, there appeared what? Wait. You see, when I read this scripture, the assumption is that what came for him was just the chariot. But we were introduced to more than one element. But primarily, we realized that the spiritual element of Elijah was fire. That's what we realized. And that's why it was so easy for him to call down fire. It was so easy, he didn't need to pray. So when he told the young boy, you have asked for a hard thing. If you are paper in your level of depth, or you are wood, you don't like tough doctrines, you don't like hard doctrine, you only like sweet things, you are flammable. If this thing rests on you, this power will be the reason why you die early. Now, let me ask you a question. You know reggae musicians? Eh? And all of them. How many of them do you know who has lived long? There are not much. If at all. There is a spirit to this thing. Before you start dancing and doing like this, you better ask where this thing started from. The progenitors of these things don't live long. Since you left church, it's reggae you are doing. Ask questions. Before you follow somebody preaching a message, ask who preached it first. When did that person die? Ask for your own safety. Go and check all this soulish and devilish music and see. Somebody say, after it is Christian song, okay. Emma Binu, don't be angry. Dalu, Sonu, Yakuri. Are you with me now? Suddenly, give me that scripture. Suddenly, there appeared a chariot of fire. What else appeared? The horses of fire and the chariot of fire, what symbol do they represent in those days? Come and say warfare. Come and say warfare. Do you agree? Where do you see chariots? Is it not at the battleground? Where do you find horses? In fact, David will later come to tell us that some trust in horses and some trust in chariot. But we trust in the name of the Lord. This is an emblem of warfare. What you are asking for? Is the anointing closest to Michael on earth? The closest thing to Archangel Michael on earth. So if we found that Elijah on earth was in the military division of heaven on earth. And you are a businessman. You are selling bags of rice and selling cars, selling things online, digital marketing. Before Elijah found you, you're a businessman. You don't have the discipline of a soldier. Can you carry this thing? Can you come close to an Elijah and see him on a regular day, on a Monday morning when he's not preaching? And you see him casual. And it doesn't affect your perception of him. If you go into Elijah's house on Monday morning and you see him asking for extra plate, telling his wife, I bet that rice still remain. I bet I go chop. Okay, no, I'm more dupe on the jam. I tell you, say now, fasting, this man, they fast. This morning alone, before you'll be chatting your friend, the guy don't chop two times. So he chop rice, chop on the jam. I say, ah, now, wow, all these men of God, sha. And they go, they tell us, say, move, they fast. Say, ah, I don't do this house like 3 years now. The guy does a chop. Even watch film himself. You know that film we just called? That Good Doctor. The guy, they watch him. They watch Good Doctor. I say, go, they laugh. He alone, go, they laugh. Say, when this man, they pray. You will not see when he's taking away. The way you are behaving. Give me that scripture. Oh my God, I need to round up 2 minutes. I'll move from here into the second service, so don't worry. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
He saw the chariot of fire and the oils of fire. Please come, Femi. Come, Egbemi. Now, this is Elijah and this is Elisha. So, please, just walk slowly towards, as if you are walking towards this direction. So, they were walking and talking. Eh? So, please, hold on. Just stay like that. Now, there were chariots of fire. There was a chariot of fire, but horses. How many chariots? How many chariots? Horses, more than one. They were walking together. Look at that scripture. So that, the spirit realm must have opened either from behind them or from in front of them. And the thing came. What did the scripture said? He parted them asunder. You are not in this level, Elisha. This is our own son. The moment they parted and held him, you have 1 second to see what you want to see. If that was the moment Jesus said, Peter, pray for me so that this is John, we are in the Garden of Gethsemane, he made Badura, hey, pray, you'll be end the way I see if I say, hey, pray, Badura. Do you know if it was Peter that day, it was game over? Game over. Some doors only open once in eternity. Some doors, they only open once in eternity. Some people, you only meet them once in your destiny and you are made. It's scary. This one is our one. Who are you? They just separate. As some that. This level is different. You're a businessman. This is a soldier. And he went up by what? So if you were around that area, you would just see a wild wind. You will not know there was somebody inside. Next verse. Stay with me. The moment Elisha saw that spiritual representation, it was not the time to pray. It was the time to cry. Because there is something about shouting in the spirit realm. When you have marched around Jericho on the seventh day, after you've gone around 7 times, then you are to shout. You are to shout. You are not saying, hey! God punish Satan. This is the final moment. What? Drink water because you're about to shout. My Father! My Father! Yes, that's where it got it from. I said, that's where it got it from. My Father! My Father! If you go to Benin, that's how we pray. My Father! My Father! In the name of Jesus! Hey, you are praying now. Those guys in Benin, in Potak, they don't understand. They say, Lagos people, just they play. Where they pray and they have been fast for 7 days. They are clap, pray. At the same time, energy. If you don't eat, you can't go there. He parted them asunder and he cried, my father. So what was it that Elijah meant when he said, if you see me, when I've been taken away? I am your father. And until you see me as your father, you cannot inherit what I have. As a son, you may not be worthy. But if you are my son, it is still yours. you will be allowed to grow into it. And it will become yours with time. But you may see me as your master. But now, to receive what I have, you must see me as what? As your father. You must see me as I am. I took you as a son. I didn't take you as a slave. I know you are afraid of me. I know you love me, you respect me. But if you don't see me as your father, I cannot bless you. Come on, are you here? Come on, are you here? I want you to be thinking very deep. Very deep. Very deep. The moment he cried, he said, my father, the chariot. Who did you think he was referring to as the chariot? Elijah! You are God's voice to our nation. The world may not know it, but I know it. And I have seen you the way you are. I have seen you in the midst of the whirlwind. I have seen you in the midst of the chariot. You are my father and I'm your son. He said the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him. But there was something Elijah left. There was something he left. There was something he left. It looks ordinary. It looks like just, thank you. It looks like just the laying of hands. That's all he had. That's all Baba Adeboye had from Pastor Akindayomi. An instruction. The laying of hands. A prayer meeting. That's all he had. But that was what God wanted. Come on, are you with me now? Sometimes we have those moments in your destiny. Some unique meetings like that. That's just defining for you. People God will bring along your way and you will know that this man is supposed to be in my journey. That no matter where I go, this man, this woman is in my journey. The moment is the man was taken from Elisha, what did Elisha do? The Bible says he tore his clothes. Elisha dies today. Elijah lives on. I may not be the man for the job, but I have the mantle. I will wear it. It is mine. He never wore another cloth for the rest of his life. So if you saw Elisha on the road, most likely you will find him wearing the same cloth Elijah wore. So is that Elijah? Is this Elisha? Same gesticulation. Same strategy. He didn't make friends with the people his father made enemies with. He took the stand in the same location. He hated what his father hated and loved what his father loved. He didn't compromise. Because now, even the spirit that is within him will not allow him again. If you want to sharpen your spiritual sensitivity, you must have a strong desire, clear-cut desire for what you are asking for. Because many times, what you are looking for may be locked in people around you. The Bible says he rent his clothes into two. Give me the next verse. Into two pieces. Then he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. And he went back with it. And he stood by the bank of Jordan. In 2 minutes, let me tell you. There are some of you here, and there are people that could be listening to me online, who have had some major experiences, whether through visions, revelations, dreams, whatever. But they have been cut short from the reality of that experience because they are not mindful of spiritual things. They woke up and said, it is just a dream. Are you with me? They woke up and just said, it's what? It's a dream. That's the way I normally dream. Maybe we'll finish this second service. So you must be mindful. There are some experiences that are not mere experiences. Alright? You have to be mindful. And in case you think that Elisha's mindfulness was because he was just lucky, there were other matured sons of prophets around him who didn't see anything happening. The only thing they knew was that the man of God was going to be taken. And they were so blind, they even came to Elisha to say, let's go and search for him. And Elisha said, don't go. Then they pressured him for 3 days. Then it's okay, go. They searched and searched. The man who was there when he was taken knows that the man is gone. Meanwhile, Elisha was the one who used to look up to them. Because he was the last among them. Elisha served Elijah for years. He never prophesied once. So even his prophetic ministry was questionable. I say, Esa, are you just following this man? You are his PAD. Okay, fair roga. Want to see him. Because you are not really one of us. Sure, you know you are not really one of us. Because you are just kind of fine. You think you are going to get anything. We are the ones that will stay when Baba goes. Let her be close to us. You don't know anything. Ogbon or sharp. Elisha just stayed with Elijah, knowing that he may not get anything out of it. That's why the question of Elijah was significant. And when God has kept something for you in another person's hands, Satan will fight your relationship with that person. He will fight it. You yourself may not know why. Until he cuts you off. Be careful. Be mindful.